Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tom Lawless. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwayne Walker. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dan Dreesen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Johnny Bench. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Ester. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alex Trevino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shirley. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bob Shirley. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Bochy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Lynch. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ed Lynch. And now, play ball. Tom Lawless is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawless strikes out. One out. Dwayne Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brooks settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Brooks. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno takes first base on ball four. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bench juggles the ball. That's an error on Bench. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley fires to first and has Wilson trapped. There's the throw to Ester, who tags Wilson for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Biedner reaches second base with a double. Bench moves to third. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Bench scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Reds. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley takes first base on ball four. Trevino moves to second. Tom Lawless is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawless is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawless hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lynch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Kingman moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Kingman moves to third. Foster moves to second. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bakke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bakke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esther fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kingman scores. Foster scores. Brooks moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch bunts towards the mound. Shirley juggles the ball. That's an error on Shirley. Brooks scores. Bakke moves to third. Lynch moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Mets. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bakke tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Mets. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-1 in the game. Valentine hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 7-1, Mets. Ben Hayes now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Dwayne Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Cedeno hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Cedeno reaches second base with a double. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0-1 in the game. Dreesen takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Bench strikes out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Biotner takes first base on ball 4. Cedeno moves to third. Dreesen moves to second. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ester hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Foster strikes out. Trevino drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Foster out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dreesen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trevino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes bunts between the mound and first base. Lynch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hayes for the out. Trevino moves to second. One out. Tom Lawless is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawless is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawless hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trevino moves to third. Dwayne Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trevino scores. Lawless moves to second. It's 7-2, Mets. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bochy strikes out. 1 out. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 0 in the game. Lynch takes first base on ball 4. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dreesen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Trevino and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dreesen for the out. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bench hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esther scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bench juggles the ball. That's an error on bench. Foster moves to second. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 2 in the game. Giles strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Bakke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bakke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bakke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foster scores. Brooks moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Mets. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lynch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ester hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Trevino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Krenchicki pinch hits for Ben Hayes. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Lawless is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawless is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawless hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Krenchicki now playing second base. Charlie Librand now pitching. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wilson strikes out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dreesen scoops it up and throws to first, with Librand covering, for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Dwayne Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cedeno hits a line drive towards the mound. Orozco catches it and throws to first to double up Walker. Two outs. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Dreesen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foster hits a line drive towards short. Esther reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Krenchicki scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-3 in the game. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bench fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Bakke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bakke is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Bakke hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Bakke reaches second base with a double. Giles goes all the way around to score. It's 10-2, Mets. Jesse Orozco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orozco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Mike Howard now playing left field. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Baylor. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Biotner strikes out. One out. Ron Esther is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esther is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Esther hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Trevino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Esther moves to second. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki is 0-for-1 in the game. Krenchicki hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Krenchicki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bench fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Valentine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Biotner. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kingman is walked intentionally. Mike Jorgensen pinch runs for Dave Kingman. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is hit by the pitch. Valentine moves to third. Jorgensen moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Krenchicki scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Mike Vale pinch hits for Charlie Librand. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cedeno hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dreesen hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 10, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.